Congress has passed a far-ranging bill to tighten its own lobbying and ethics rules. The final approval in the Senate today was a victory for Democrats. They say the measure keeps the election year promises they made to clean up Congress. But some Republicans say the bill contains loopholes, and the White House has not said whether President Bush intends to sign it. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The bill was approved by the Senate 83-14. It passed the House on Tuesday by a similarly lopsided margin. The Senate sponsor, Democrat Dianne Feinstein of California, said the bill was what voters called for last fall.
In the last election, Mr. President, the message was loud and clear. It's time to change the way business is done in the nation's capital. So in response, what is before us this morning is the single most sweeping congressional reform bill since Watergate.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid went a step further, calling the measure the most significant change in ethics and lobbying rules in the history of the country. Reid's enthusiasm aside, the measure will make significant changes in the relationship between lawmakers and lobbyists. Lawmakers will no longer be able to accept trips or gifts from lobbyists or their clients. Lobbyists must report their activities more frequently, and lawmakers must report the campaign contributions lobbyists aggregate or bundle on their behalf. Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Barack Obama of Illinois said the measure would rein in lobbyists.
It is time that we had a Congress that tells drug companies or oil companies or the insurance industry that while they may get a seat at the table in Washington, they don't get to buy every single chair.
The bill also changes Senate rules, forcing senators to end the practice of secret holds they've used to block nominations or legislation. Those holds, which come in colorful variations like the Mae West hold and the choke hold, will still be allowed, but the senators behind them must publicly identify themselves. The most contentious provision in the bill forces greater transparency in the practice of earmarking, the often hidden special interest spending that's led to corruption charges being brought against lobbyists and lawmakers. The sponsor and amount of each earmark must now be identified 48 hours before lawmakers vote on the items. A handful of Republicans, among them Arizona's John McCain, who was also running for president, said that wasn't enough. McCain said the earmark provision will not satisfy voters.
They're demanding we fix the earmark process, which has led to corruption, and we have taken a pass. And I regret very much, and I predict to you now that the earmarking and pork barrel spending will creep back into the process sooner rather than later, and we will not regain the confidence of the American people.
South Carolina Republican Jim DeMint admonished the majority of his GOP colleagues who supported the measure.
This is the Democrats' bill, warts and all. I'm disappointed that Republicans feel so weak that they have to vote for a bill they know is a pretense.
The measure now moves to the White House, where its fate is uncertain. Spokesman Tony Snow today listed several problems the administration has with the bill, but stopped short of threatening a veto. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.